Are you paying more money in interest than you need to on your credit cards? Refinance your debt with a credit card consolidation loan from LightStream. LightStream believes in rewarding consumers who have good credit with a great interest rate. They do this by having credit card consolidation loans from 5.49% APR with autopay and no fees. The application is 100% online, a simple and painless process, and you could have your funds as soon as today. Apply now and get an additional interest rate discount on top of LightStream's already low rates. The only way for listeners with good credit to get this special interest rate discount is to go to LightStream.com/country. That's LightStream.com/country. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% autopay discount available only when you select autopay prior to loan funding. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit LightStream.com for important information about limits on LightStream loans and same-day funding.
The Bobby Bones Show.
This is after the show. Lunchbox and Eddie are not here because they're in court right now. So it's me, Amy, Quiet Mike, producer Raymond, and Morgan number two. So that's us in the studio right now. We'll find out tomorrow if Lunchbox won his court case or not. Mm-hmm. But listen to the show, and as you go through it, you'll see what happened. But here's the thing with Quiet Mike. So he has a goal to find a friend before the Childish Gambino concert. So when is the show, Mike D?
October 12th.
So you have from May 1st to October 12th?
Yeah.
To find someone to go to a concert with.
Oh, yeah. That's plenty of
time. Is
that
a lofty goal or no?
No.
Who did you watch Avengers with?
By myself.
See? No matter what you say, what you do, when I'm alone. Have you found any girls
no.
to date? Do you even try?
Yeah, a little bit.
A little bit or a lot?
A lot. But,
So what's the problem?
It just never gets to, like, actually going out.
So you just talk to them?
Yeah.
Like, talk back and forth, and you know, do you ever say, hey, why don't we meet up?
Yeah.
And they
and
say no?
Usually, like, plans fizzle out. Doesn't work.
My problem is, I don't try because I fear failure. You do try, but there's also failure.
Yeah. I'm not afraid to get rejected.
See,
anymore.
I'm burnt. I'm burnt with rejection.
I thought it was fail until you don't.
I know, but not with women. Except I need to put parentheses.
except for women.
Except with women, I just can't take it anymore. Mm-hmm. What kind of girls are you going for? Because they're connecting with you, right?
Yeah.
Like they have to like you.
Yeah.
And then they don't like you anymore. What do you say?
Like hey,
why are they fizzling on you?
I don't know. I guess I'm just not. I feel like I get like bigger, better deals or something. Because we'll like say like, hey, let's go out on Friday, and then they'll hit me up Friday. Hey, I can't make it this day. Let's set another day. And then.
Well, then, as someone who's always been the second or third choice myself, all you have to do is give to get in. Sometimes if you just get in on one of those bigger, better deal days, like, oh, I can't do Friday, but how about Tuesday? Okay.
Yeah, I get a lot of weekday offers, and it's like it's
the weekday offers suck. I got a lot of them too, but that's how you win them. You go in and you win them on the weekdays.
And then you get bumped up.
Then you get bumped
to like
the weekends.
A weeknight.
Dude, we're both grinders. Yeah. That's how you do it. You start from the bottom, you work your way up.
Mm-hmm. So Tuesday lunch.
Tuesday brunch.
Started.
Yeah.
Started.
So what are you on, Bumble?
Yeah.
And then are you on Tinder?
No, not Tinder.
Are you on Hitch?
I never tried it.
Hinge.
No. Hinge.
Hinge is the one. So no.
Hinge? Is that cool?
I don't know. I saw it on Reddit. I don't know much about it. I haven't been on any apps. Like, I'm on no dating apps. I've been on no dates. Mm-hmm. At least he's trying.
Yeah. You can learn from him.
Fail until you don't. I know. Instead of me, fail until you don't.
Well, good luck, Mike.
Little star on the bottom.
Quiet Mike.
Yeah, good luck, buddy.
Thank you.
And you have until October to find someone to go to the show with.
Yeah.
Let's go over to Morgan number two. We're talking about relationships. I saw her standing next to her boyfriend, and I wrote, hey, is your boyfriend short? Because I didn't want to forget to ask that question. I just wrote it on her Instagram.
Why do you ask if he's short?
Because he was like 1 inch taller than her. How tall are you, Morgan, number two?
I'm 5 foot.
So how tall is he?
He's 6'1". It was just kind of the angle of the picture.
Ooh, I don't know about that.
He really is. He's as tall as my dad.
Oh, that's a creepy
She measured
reference.
Him.
No, really, he's as wide as my dad. I put my arms around him. Did he see the post?
Yeah.
Did he get mad at it?
No. He was just like, did you tell him that I'm tall? And I was like, yeah, I did.
Oh, my bad. I just didn't want to forget. Am I taller than he is?
Maybe by a few inches.
If well, he's how 6'1", tall are you? I'm
Bobby's
not 6'4".
6'1".
Okay, now we're getting to the
Bobby,
truth.
Are you 6'1"?
No. Close. No.
Depending shoes. On your shoes.
If I'm wearing shoes, yeah. I'm 6'1". But if
well,
I'm,
yeah, but your height isn't... Like, if I have boots on, I'm 5'8", but...
In tennis shoes, I'll measure at 6'1". Okay. Like, when I go to the doctor, but I can't say that. On my It says 6 on my driver's license. If I take my shoes off, I'm 6'1", 54 or so.
154? I thought you were 158.
Dropped a few. I got
you're going down again?
I got IHeart Festival coming up.
Oh, dear.
That's on TV.
Oh, yeah, that's right. All right, keep going.
Have I ever met your boyfriend, huh?
Uh-uh.
When are we going to meet him?
Yeah, is he scared of us or what?
No, I mean, he's met Lunchbox and Ray. It's just kind of been different events. That
is he a bro? He kind of looks like a bro.
I don't know. I don't think so. He's really
what does
friendly.
That mean?
Raymond, is he a bro?
He's a bro, but he's also very respectful. So he listens when you talk. Typically, bros are always looking for a bigger, better deal. He's interested in what you're trying to say, and he dresses really nicely. So I'd say he's almost a Southern boy.
Yeah.
So wait, so these are different classifications?
I would say he's a slightly bro, Southern boy dress, very respectful, a lot of manners.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Is he from the South, though?
No, he's from Wisconsin. Midwest.
Dude, I mean, he knows how to dress. He's wearing awesome boots when I met him.
Ray is going in on his dress. Like, three times he's brought that up. Go ahead.
No, if you're a guy and you run into another gentleman that is very good at dressing, you always compliment
gentleman.
That. You realize how hard it is to be good at dressing?
Yeah.
90% of this country is horrible at dressing. 10% of people got it figured out. Her boyfriend has it figured out.
I think my dressing style is pajamas or
five-star.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, it's too. I don't have anything in the middle. I don't have casual wear.
Yeah.
You're like either GQ or sweats. I'm in sweats or I'm rocked out.
Yeah.
That's so. What kind of dresser am I?
You're good. You have.
No, but is he part of the.
your shoe culture is out of this world. Nobody has the type of shoe game that you have. So, I mean, I would say your dress is based around your shoes. Mm-hmm. So if somebody was to notice something about you, it'd be your shoes.
What about Amy?
She has people that help her.
She's trying to wear this ridiculous hat, by the way.
Rude.
You look like Zorro.
Wait, what do you mean I have people that help me? Bobby has people that help
so,
him.
No, I'll see something. Oh, that's an interesting coat she picked up. Oh, she has somebody that picked that out for her. She didn't go into a store and decide, oh, this is a trendy, creative thing I'm going to try. You have people that point you in the right direction, and they're smart. So yes, you're great at dressing. You're great.
Same person that helps me helps Bobby.
Why are you deflecting over to me?
Because you didn't get called out for having
I know.
Help. Look at all GQ.
But I buy my own shoes. Nobody buys my shoes. That's what he brought up.
Yeah, I buy a lot of my own clothes, but I do. I'm not that. I don't consider myself that fashionable. So I have a friend that's really into that. So she helps me, which I'm super thankful for. Because
you don't have to like. First of all, you have to deflect onto me, and you don't have to feel defensive.
I mean, I'd wear yoga pants every day if I could.
By the way, it's. Velvet said she has a podcast up. When does your episode go up?
Wednesday. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So
it's up.
The episode with Amy and Kelly from Velvet's Edge
is up.
And the last episode was Kelly and Justin Timberlake's stylist.
Yes. Yeah. And it was really good. And then, Mike, what did y'all decide to do? Is it going to be in one episode or two?
The Amy one?
Yeah. We talked so much that it's a two-part series.
It's a series. If you
but
don't
we
put
covered.
The there are two people, if you don't put the rails on, the train will run over you. One is Amy, the second one's Luke Bryan.
Oh.
And I've learned how to effectively rail both of them, because I have a relationship with both of them that's really strong, so I can rail on both sides of both of them.
Mm-hmm.
Huge personalities.
Yeah.
You're both fantastic.
Thanks.
But yeah, I can only imagine her, who's new to the podcast world, going, oh, I don't know how to stop Amy. Is that what happened?
Yeah.
Oh, dear. Okay. Well, I didn't know. I thought she was monitoring the time. I thought, okay, we're going to do a 25-minute podcast. She's in control. Next thing you know, it's been an hour and 14 minutes.
Oh, boy. Well, so just search for Velvet's Edge, the podcast Velvet's Edge. Yes. We're going to start the show today. I think that's it, huh?
Yeah. So, hold on. Back to my ridiculous hat.
Yeah, you look like Zorro. But see,
I'm going to wear that this weekend on Friday.
It's probably not ridiculous.
It's
when
cute.
You wear it. Yeah, you tend to make things that look ridiculous not wearing it, and you wear it and it's cool.
Okay.
Where I do the opposite, where I'm like, that looks cool, and I wear it, and I freaking like a howdy doody. That's usually what happens on me.
I kind of felt like the kid, the little thing from Toy Story with the hat.
Woody.
Woody.
Yeah. Do you know on American Idol, which by the way, this huge ratings because they did Disney Week, and they cut from 10 to 7. That show's hardcore. They did this season, and what reminds me, they did You Got a Friend in Me. Ooh, You Got a Friend from Toy Story.
Mm-hmm.
You know that song? It was really good. Do you not know the song?
I don't think so.
I've never even seen Toy Story. I know the song.
Okay, I'm sure I know the song, but you singing it. I can't figure
out. Yeah, no, I nailed it. What are you talking about? I crushed that.
Okay.
Well, so what they did on Idol is all the time zones ran the same hour at the same time. So it was like 4 o'clock Pacific, 7 o'clock Central.
Oh, wow.
And they voted during the show, and at the end of the show, they kicked 3 people off.
Dang.
It's the first time they've ever done that. Like, they started it, and then before it was over, they kicked 3 people off. There's no waiting for an award, like, results show. And so it's pretty crazy. And then went from 10 to 7, which I thought was pretty dramatic.
Just like that.
Yeah. So let me say this. What's it called? You Got a Friend?
You Got a Friend in Me. You Got a Friend.
No, you're thinking, You Got a Friend in
call.
The Business.
No.
Oh, you're thinking James Taylor.
I just...
Now you think Stevie Wonder. Oh, boy.
Wait, call out my name.
Okay.
Whenever you walk to...
Yeah.
Is that the song from Toy Story?
No.
Oh.
You're thinking of James Taylor.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, now I have to know the song.
I don't think it's in here.
Okay. I'll look it up on my own time.
Are you thinking of Randy Newman?
Here, you want it?
Yeah. What? Do you have it?
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. Listen to this.
You got a friend in me.
That's why, yes, you're right.
You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead in your mind. Miles from your nice warm bed.
There you go.
You just remember what your past said. For you got a friend in me.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. Caleb Lee Hutchinson did it, and he's still on the show. And there are no spoilers because it's a live show. Anyway, okay, we're going to go start the show now. Thank you very much for hanging out. And today's show starts now.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let go. We're transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on. Yeah, good morning, good morning. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Here we go, embarking on a Tuesday. Hello. You are on the air in New Hampshire. Hey, Mary.
Hey, Bobby. How are you?
I'm really good. What's happening with you?
Well, I'm retiring today, and I called to say thank you because I've been listening to you guys since you came into the Boston area. And it's been a great way to pass the time with my commute that can take me anywhere from an hour and 15 minutes to 2 hours to get to work with the traffic.
Wow.
So it's been great. I love listening to the jokes, Lunchbox's escapades, Ray's stories about his kids, and it's just made my commute so much easier.
Well, listen, let us say that we appreciate the time you spent with us. Hey, by the way, what kind of job are you retiring from?
I'm an administrative assistant at a hospital.
And how many years you put in over there?
10.
Look at this.
Wow.
Look at this.
Yeah.
Look at this.
Thank you.
You retiring what, at like 40? You sound young.
Yeah, actually 22.
Yeah, 22.
Yeah.
Well, what are you going to do now? Are you going to sleep in or what?
No, actually, my husband and I have a Goldwing motorcycle, and... starting the end of May, we're going to be doing a lot of traveling. We're going to New York up to the Adirondacks. Then we're going to Prince Edward Island. And in August, we're heading down to Knoxville. And I'm hoping we can get into Nashville. So
look at this. On your motorcycles? All this on your motorcycles?
Yep.
Let me give you some advice.
Okay.
As someone who's never been on a motorcycle in my life, watch out for those texting drivers.
Oh, yeah.
You don't got to worry about you. You got to worry about the idiots texting and driving because they're not even looking.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, listen, I appreciate you. Congratulations on your big retirement. I hope you get some overdue rest and relaxation. And be careful on that motorcycle, all right?
I will.
I appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Yo!
That right there.
Man.
By the way, you drink coffee every morning, Amy?
Most, yeah.
So if you miss out on your coffee... it's not good for you. Even missing out on one cup less than what you're used to gives you horrible withdrawal.
Oh, yeah.
The more caffeine is consumed, the greater the withdrawal symptoms tend to be. Research over the last 200 years says headache, fatigue, drowsiness, depression, irritability, problems concentrating. Even if you drink a lot of coffee and you don't get it, flu-like symptoms, muscle pain.
Dang. Yeah, we thought... cigarettes were bad.
Dang.
Coffee sounds terrible.
Yeah, look at this.
200 years of research. That's legit.
I just started drinking, not coffee. I drink the chai tea with the, what is it,
shot
espresso?
Of espresso.
Blech. That shot of espresso makes it taste like garbage.
That's like pure coffee right there.
Yeah.
But if I don't get it, I get a little headache at this point.
Yeah, it happens.
So now I have to keep my refrigerator full of them so I don't get a headache. I'm part of the system.
Fill it up. Join the club.
Bobby Bones.
Come on.
Recognizing people doing cool things.
It's ICU.
If you were 8 years old and you found a $100 bill on the ground in Walmart, what would you do?
I'd be like, Mom, I just found $100.
Yeah, I'd probably just try to keep it, not even tell my mom.
Yeah.
8 years old. Well, Jaron Johnson at a Walmart in Pineville, Louisiana, found it and wanted to return it to the rightful owner.
That's awesome.
So he goes up and says, hey, anyone here at this Walmart, do you guys know if anyone's reported this $100 missing? Someone had. The bill had fallen out of the wallet of an 86-year-old named James Grice. Lives on a fixed income, wasn't able to buy his groceries that day because he lost $100, so they were able to give it back to him.
Love that.
What would you have done, Lunchbox?
Oh, kept it. Yeah. No chance. $100 bill. Anybody could say, oh, that's my cash. Cash is untraceable.
Well, yeah, but you're eight.
You're eight, and also someone's already claimed it, that exact amount.
But also, even if you're 36 or however old you are right now, you should still turn it in.
Well, what would you do right now?
I would keep it.
Oh, okay. Oh. Just making sure.
Yeah, if I'm walking through the airport, the Walmart, the Target, wherever, and there's a $100 bill on the ground, it's in my wallet, and I'm buying my own groceries.
What about this James Grice guy who couldn't afford his groceries?
Hey, you got to be more responsible with your money. It's a teaching moment.
Oh. Okay. To an 86-year-old. Wow.
You learn something new every day.
Yep.
Thank you. And speaking of learning new, let's go over to Raymundo with the news.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Raymond in St. Louis. We're now finding out that man that was killed in Ballpark Village was a father and a newlywed celebrating his birthday. Police do have leads, but no arrests have been made. They're still looking for the shooter. In Seattle, Washington, a construction worker fell 80 feet from a skyscraper, but luckily was caught by a safety net. He is in the hospital in serious condition. And finally, we're 4 days away from the iHeart Country Festival in Austin, Texas, presented by AT&T. Get ready.
Another one of these studies comes out that says if you stop eating meat, you will live a lot longer. That if you have a vegetarian diet, that it could save 1 million lives annually. That with meat, there's all the saturated fat and cholesterol. Because although it's not glamorous, more people are dying from heart disease than anything else.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's crazy to me. We don't even talk about that much.
Yeah.
But they say vegetarians have lower LDL cholesterol, lower blood pressure, lower body mass index. And so they live a lot longer. Amy's pretty much a vegetarian.
Pretty much, yeah.
Mike D, Quiet Mike, he's a vegetarian. Are you a vegan?
Yeah.
Vegan.
But are you a vegan lifestyle, Mike D? Meaning, do you wear leather?
Yeah,
I do. Okay, so you're not a real vegan.
So you're a vegan eater.
Yeah,
he's punk rock. He can't be punk and vegan.
He's a poser vegan.
Well, no. I mean, I get it. Dietarily, he's a vegan.
So you're a vegetarian.
I guess so, if I wear leather.
Yeah.
I still think dietarily, he's a vegan.
Mm-mm.
Yep.
Nope.
Yep.
So, okay. Morgan, number two, you're a vegetarian. Man, look at this.
What is happening with you guys?
Us three are going to live way longer than you guys.
We'll see about that.
Morgan, yeah. The race is on. The slowest race ever. Yeah, Morgan, number two, has been a vegetarian since you were how old?
Since I was eight.
What? That's just crazy to me.
I love it. I mean, I couldn't see a different lifestyle,
like,
honestly.
The other day she said, I'm going to get Taco Bell today. Like, what do you get at Taco Bell?
A bean burrito.
Oh, yeah, like two cheesy rolls, loaded potato griller. Same thing every time.
I mean, I wouldn't say that's necessarily, like, going to probably make her live longer, but yeah.
I went vegetarian for months.
Yeah.
Although it's a little annoying. Like, with meat, you feel full.
Yeah.
And that's
probably
not how you should feel. Like, even I get that. It's probably not. I love red meat, too.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably not the best. But anyway, if you want to live longer, stop eating meat, apparently. But as soon as you do, you get hit by a car. It's like rain
on your wedding day.
Hey, Michael in Virginia Beach. Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing, Bobby?
Good, buddy. What's happening with you?
Oh, nothing much. I just wanted to call in and give a little bit of advice for tracking bicycles and stuff.
Yeah, so if you missed the show, there was this whole deal where Amy's kids' bikes were stolen, and then 2 days later, she sees kids riding those bikes, and she sprinted after them, confronted the 10-year-olds, and took the bikes back. And so, you'd like to add to that, Michael?
So at Best Buy and other stores have these little, they're called Tile Mates. You can track your keys, wallets, you can just hide it underneath the seat of the bicycles. And it'll track any items like that up to a 25-mile radius if they ever go missing again.
Do you worry about the kids retaliating and coming back to your house and stealing them again? Or
Oh, I 100% thought about that after the whole situation settled down and I was using my brain again, I was like, oh, shoot, that could be bad. But then a police officer assured me that retaliation was me overthinking it and that the kids are not going to come back and do anything to me.
I wonder if they even know where they stole the bikes from.
Exactly. I was hoping they've stolen so much they forgot.
Yeah. But that's interesting. Michael brings up something cool.
Yeah.
That you can put these under your bike seat. You say you did this, Mike?
I have before, and you're able to track it through like a pinpoint location, so you could turn that, Amy, you could turn that over to the police station so that they can handle it at their level.
Yeah, true.
Remember the time that someone stole one of our interns' iPhones, and we did that find iPhone, and Lunchbox went and confronted the guy?
Yes.
So much fun.
And took the phone back.
Uh-huh. Straight up was just like that, Lunchbox.
On the air,
he goes,
hey, that phone of yours, is it yours? And the guy's like, what? Your phone. Is it yours? And the guy gave it back to him. You could have been stabbed.
I could have been stabbed, but I could read people. I watched plenty of cop shows. I know what they got. He had his hands visible on the phone, so I knew that he wasn't going to be able to grab anything.
Mm. That's a crazy segment now I think about it.
Yeah.
Look at the risk we put him under. Hey, Michael, appreciate that call, buddy. Appreciate you, bud.
Absolutely.
All right. Have a good day, bud. There you go. Bobby
Bone Show. Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30-second skinny.
Maren Morris is back in the studio recording her new album. She posted a picture on Instagram with a piece of paper that had a list of all the song titles, but she was covering with a hand, so we don't really know what it is. And no word on when it's coming out, but it's cool she's working on new music.
Would you like to hear a clip of one of her new songs?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Here we go. Me Too. It doesn't exist yet. That's right. Go ahead.
Look at you. Red Hoodie Comedy Tour. Catch him on the road. You're so funny.
Go ahead.
Speaking of new albums, new music, Kenny Chesney also announced he's releasing a new one. It's called Songs for the Saints, and it's going to be out July 27th. He wrote 5 of the 12 songs on the album,
and he co-produced
the project, so he'll probably make a lot of money.
Probably so.
I'm Amy. That's your 30-second skinny.
He needs it.
It's time for the good news.
Tell me something good.
You know those lazy rivers where you just kind of float down it?
Yeah.
You're supposed to be lazy in it? You guys familiar?
Oh, yeah.
Just sitting in a tube?
Yeah, just being lazy. This 12-year-old is floating down the lazy river in Myrtle Beach, and his leg got stuck in one of those grates. Now, again, it's not a real river. It's kind of man-made.
Yeah.
So there's a grate with water going in. Now, his leg gets stuck. He gets sucked under the water. It pulls him underneath. So he's trapped. A cop is giving him underwater mouth-to-mouth, keeping him alive.
What?
Yeah, he's...
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Oh.
So, people stopped. They could not pull him out. He spent several minutes getting underwater mouth-to-mouth by a police officer. And eventually, they were able to take the grid off, take him and the grid, go to the hospital,
and then save the kid, remove the...
Hmm. Wow. The boy was able to return home to Michigan after the incident, thanks to the strangers and the police officer and the fireman who saved the life. Isn't that wild?
Wow.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Bobby Bones.
Yeah, let's go over to Lunchbox now, who always, at this point, has some sort of knucklehead in the news. Or bonehead.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Cape Coral, Florida. Two friends were driving around in a pickup truck when the friend was like, hey, I bet you can't jump over that canal in your truck. He's like, dude, it's only 20 feet. I can do that easy. I just got to get a real fast start, jump it. They didn't quite make it. Had to be pulled out of the canal. And police said alcohol was involved.
You ever try to jump anything in your car?
No.
No.
Do you ever think you got your car off the ground, though? Because sometimes I'll go over a hill, and I'll be like, I swear to God, I just got up.
Yeah.
And I probably didn't. But when I was like 19, I'd be like, I swear to God.
Dukes of Hazzard style?
I swear my car just jumped. I swear. But no, I don't think I would ever try to jump it. And they were drunk.
Alcohol was a factor.
Like it had to be, right?
For sure.
To jump something in a car.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
We are an hour away from Mason Ramsey in studio, the 11-year-old, the Walmart yodeler. He's going to stop by and we'll talk to him. That should be fun, huh?
So cute.
Yeah, an hour away from that. But now let's go over to Lunchbox for...
Baby Box Update.
What's the update, my friend?
We talked more baby names. I threw a name out there that I had been sitting on that I thought was a perfect name. And I was so excited about it, so I brought it to the table. I got the wife dinner, sat her down, and I said, I got a name for our child.
Yeah.
And she said, what's that name? And I said, Dunkin'.
Like the donuts?
Huh.
You did work at Dunkin' Donuts.
Dunkin', I bet you he named it after Tim Duncan, his basketball player.
Oh, Dunkin' Hines.
Okay, it's double.
Oh, maybe Dunkin'
Ooh,
Hines.
Ooh, yeah.
And she didn't even have to say anything. The look on her face was like, she hates it.
Oh.
And she eventually said, I don't like it. But just her initial, she tried to hide her initial, like, ew, that's a nasty name, or I don't like that name. But her face just told me that she didn't like it. And I was crushed because I held onto that name for like 2 weeks thinking, man, this name is really good. And I let it sit with myself to make sure I really liked it. And it's
like in your head, you were like, what I would do when I was trying to think of when I was trying to get pregnant, I would be like thinking of names and I'd picture their friends calling the house and being like, is Duncan there?
Oh,
and then how Duncan I would feel donuts. About it. Yeah.
My best friend from college is named Duncan.
Yeah.
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't know about today.
Mm-mm.
Think it's a little outdated?
I just think Dunkin' Donuts is such a big thing. Yeah, my cousin's name is Starbucks, and he cannot at all.
He can't go anywhere.
Yeah. So,
baby box update.
Do you know how big your baby is right now?
No, right now, like I said, we haven't had. I'll find out. I guess tomorrow. Right now, it's the size of a carrot. Still? We do it every Wednesday.
I feel like it's going the wrong direction. Like, next week is going to be the size of a pea.
Well, no, we're talking
it's always weird
line.
Fruits and vegetables, too. Because he'll go, you know, he started off, he's like, you know, it's the size of an orange. And I said, oh, that makes sense. It's like, you know, it's the size of a grapefruit. I'm like, wow, that's developing quite nicely.
Yeah.
Well, now it's the size of broccoli. And I'm like, wait, what? Huh. That doesn't make a lot of sense.
Like a head of broccoli or one piece of broccoli?
Well, I'm glad you asked. Now it's a carrot. That's what you told us last.
Yeah, it's the length of a carrot.
Oh, length.
Oh, the length.
You didn't say
the length of a carrot.
That is
the size.
Length. I kept telling you guys we were measuring.
Yeah, but
from
a carrot is such a weird
shape. A carrot's a stick.
Yeah, it's skinny.
But it's like now we're picturing the baby like morphing into like a skinny stick.
Oh, carrot.
How pregnant is your wife?
Almost 5 months. Ooh. We are like a week less than 5 months. So four, I don't know how you, but yeah, almost 5 months. So we got like 4 months to go. And we got to pick out a name. We got to buy a crib. We got to buy everything.
And no baby box name yet.
Right. No name.
Mm.
The baby remains nameless.
Do you still think it's a girl?
Yes.
So Duncan.
Most people
girl.
On the show think that Lunchbox is just playing this girl thing up because he thinks it's a boy.
Oh. Okay.
Raimundo, our producer, thinks that. Don't you think he's playing it up?
Yeah. His wife didn't act like that. They had any idea what it is.
Raimundo talked to Lunchbox's wife.
But
oh,
my
really?
Sister. Whatever. I don't know why you guys question a nurse. If a nurse diagnosed you with a disease, would you believe her?
I go get a second opinion if it's a disease.
Yeah, and we took like tons of calls for second opinions, and it just seems like that could be a sign it's a girl, but it's not definitive.
If a doctor gave you 2 days to live, would you go get a second opinion or just live those 2 days? Well, I'd go get a
nurse.
Second opinion. Oh, yeah. If nurse's cousin told you, well, good luck, friend.
Thank you.
All right, there it is. There's your baby box.
Baby box update.
And
show.
So I mentioned I got emotional yesterday. I get a call, hey, you gotta come to this place downtown. And so I go downtown and I had to sign my will, like actually sign it yesterday.
I was ready?
Yeah, it was weird. Forever I've been told you gotta get a will.
And forever you have not gotten
one.
And
I haven't because I just feel like I'm gonna die. I feel like
now that it's signed, you feel like
well,
you're gonna die.
So here's what happened. No, I felt like that's why I didn't do it.
When
like,
he created it.
But then I started to feel a bit irresponsible because if I died, anything that I've saved up to this point would just go to the government. And I have people I'd like to take care of.
Right,
and listen, you never know how much you trust someone until you put them in your will and you're about to call them and tell them that they're in your will.
Oh, were we supposed to get a phone call?
Oh, yeah, wait.
Yeah,
well,
I ended up not calling anybody because I started trusting anybody.
So
I was like, huh, if I call...
Great. You left it to some...
I'm
some
not going to tell you. No, no
some
lawyer.
Some random
animal.
Person in a restaurant
Listen,
that he met.
It doesn't matter who I left it to. I didn't leave it
Kinda
to
does.
Anything. I split it up. No, it doesn't. Eddie, you're not in it.
I'm not in the will at all.
No. I'm shocked
Eddie,
right now.
Eddie, you're not in it. I'm not in it. There's only one person in this room that's in it, and we all
Mike,
know who
no,
it is.
No, I'm not
quiet
in
Mike.
It.
Okay, whoa.
Oh, that was a shot. Shot's fired.
Why? Why are you shooting a quiet Mike?
I'm not.
Yeah,
I'm just
Eddie.
Saying. You probably got something.
I'll tell you. So I go, and I sign the papers, and we're sitting up in this room, and I have to decide. I'll tell you this much, that Amy is my number. I have it written down here. Amy has to decide.
Yeah, I'm the medical whatever.
You are my healthcare power of attorney.
I know. Like,
wow.
Here's what it says. If you suffer an accident and cannot manage your own health, these decisions will be made by someone. And that's Amy.
Dang.
That's very, very hard.
And the guy felt bad for me because the only person that I was having, it was either Amy, my co-host, or, you know, by my business manager who went with me. I don't have any, like, close wife or, and he was like, oh, you putting your co-host down again?
He said that?
Kind of.
Say my friend.
I know, but everybody knows. And my will says, you know, it says bones in parentheses. Everybody knows. You know?
Oh, so it says Amy co-host in parentheses.
No, but they know.
I mean,
they know. I felt like a loser yesterday.
Don't feel like a loser. I mean, although it's a lot of responsibility on my shoulders if you're ever in a medical coma and I don't know what to do and they're advising me that maybe the best thing to do is pull the plugs, but you've also told me if I pull the plugs on you and you wake up,
I'm going to be terrible.
I'm going to be mad. Sure. Yeah. And I'm going to be like, I don't know what to do.
And if you pull the plugs and I don't make it, I'm going to haunt you.
So basically, if you're ever in that position, I'm just moving you in my house and you can live off a tube and my kids will help me take care of you.
Yeah.
Well, it's like I'm never going to unplug you.
Nor should you.
And I shall be compensated for that.
Oh boy.
Right?
Oh boy.
Oh boy. Oh boy. Well, so I had to do all that and I felt pretty lonely yesterday.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Just because, I mean, I have to go to my friend. Amy's my friend, but like at this point in my life, I should have somebody that I go, okay, you're in charge. And I don't have that. So it's like, I give it to the girl who does the Hollywood skinny.
30 seconds.
Yeah, whatever it's called these days.
No, I thought I'd do it more than
you
that.
You do,
but
you do.
Okay.
But so
I did it to the girl that is my right hand.
I'm left-handed.
Thing.
I'm left-handed.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So did you cry, though?
No, but I almost. Oh, almost. I felt emotional. Oh. I just felt like a loser.
Yeah.
And so, but Amy and then the person who helps me, like, watch my money stuff, that's who's on my list of all of it, from medical to financial to trustee, it's all you guys. Good luck. But then I had to make, it was weird. It was weird.
Yeah.
And then I was really nervous about dying yesterday.
I
walked across the street and I was really, because then I started to feel like Amy's got to make these tough decisions.
Yeah.
And so I was walking across, I was really looking both ways multiple times.
Yeah, so if you get hit by a car, it better be definitive either way. You live or you die.
That's so good.
I really don't need you on a ventilator.
I know.
Yeah. Bobby Bones
Show. In Japan, people are giving up on dating and they're just marrying their friends.
What?
Yeah, how about that? This is called efficiency, folks. There is a serious dating problem in Japan. 60 to 70% of people do not have a romantic partner. So, instead of dating, young people in Japan are simply marrying their friends. It's simpler than dating. It takes a lot less time. You actually like the person, and they think this will become a thing in America,
but
too.
But do you like living with them?
Well, someone told me once. They said, just find someone that you can stand for a long period of time.
Who told you that?
It doesn't matter. I'm not sharing that.
Who told you that, for real?
I'm not telling you.
Just find someone that what?
No, he said to me, because I was asking him marriage advice.
Write it down.
No.
Well, is someone we know?
I don't want to throw anybody under the bus in the room or anyway.
Okay, but this person is
it's not me. He said, find someone, I think his exact words are, find someone that you can be around for a long time. And I was like, that's it? He goes, yeah. He goes, that's the core of it. Find someone you can be around for a long time. And I was like, huh.
That's pretty sound advice.
Yeah. You know, I thought I was like, find someone that makes your butterflies tingle.
Yeah.
Find someone that...
But he's basically like, find someone you can tolerate.
Yes.
Yeah.
For a long period of time.
Yeah.
But how do you know it's a long time?
You just know, apparently. But in Japan, they're just marrying their friends.
That's what I mean. I mean, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Who have you been friends with for a long time that's single?
You.
Mike D.
Mike.
Morgan number two, we've been friends long enough yet?
She has a boyfriend.
So what? She's not married.
She's 24, not your wheelhouse.
Can you imagine the life she would live if she married me?
Well, her.
I can imagine.
Oh, yeah. She could probably take over my job.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's what happens. It's like nepotism or whatever via marriage.
I don't know what that means.
Explain.
Well, why don't you relax over there? Are you a little on edge today?
No, but y'all don't know what nepotism is?
Yeah, it's when you hire your family or someone close to you.
Lunchbox didn't.
I didn't know that. I don't know what that is.
Oh, my bad.
My bad. Sorry, you try to use SAT words out of nowhere.
SAT words?
That's like nepotism. A really common...
Huh. No, Eddie, don't act like you knew what nepotism is.
Did you, Eddie?
Yeah, I knew what it was.
Okay, I think most of us did.
Yeah.
No, if I marry... Now we're in this stupid scenario. If I marry Morgan number two, I'd fire her.
Why?
Because I want to work with somebody I was married to.
Oh, well, you'd be fine.
Morgan number two, your microphone's broken. So
oh, my goodness.
Try to talk again.
Don't fire me.
Yeah, so I won't marry you. By the way, she's 24 years old, and now we do a segment called What Do 24-Year-Olds Care About? Hey, what do 24-Year-Olds Care About? And here's Morgan number two to tell us what 24-Year-Olds Care About. Morgan number two.
All right, so NSYNC received their Walk of Fame star one day before it's gonna be May.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, were those new pictures yesterday?
Yeah, yes. They just got their star. They reunited. All of them were there.
How about that?
37-year-olds care about this, too.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, just FYI. And it's so cute that they did do it one day before. It's gonna be May.
It's kind of funny.
It's hilarious. I feel like they did that on purpose.
I saw the picture. I thought it was some weird throwback.
No.
I didn't know they got it on April 30th, one day before.
It's gonna be May.
So funny.
I know. It won't ever get old.
Oh, boy.
So smart.
Do you not get it, Lunchbox?
No, I get it. It is the dumbest thing that people do every year. It is so annoying.
Why is it so annoying? Why would you even let it bother you so much that you're getting angry?
Because people think you guys just acted like it was the funniest thing you've ever heard.
Today's May 1st.
I understand.
And they have a song.
And
it's going to
be me. I understand. So everybody puts a stupid,
it's going to be me.
So dumb. Get a new joke, people.
I posted about it on Instagram, yeah, so check
there you
it
go.
You guys need to get a like.
Well, today's May 1st, so you know what I say.
It's gonna be May.
I said that all day yesterday.
Yeah, mm-hmm. There you go. By the way, there is an award-winning wildlife photo. Got all the accolades. Like, wow, look at this. The stars sparkled across the sky. It's a Emus National Park. A glowing termite mound illuminates the night. And there's an anteater coming up to the turn. By the way, the anteater was stuffed. They put it and they faked the picture.
Oh.
And it won the, yeah. Wow. The night raider was awarded first place in the animals and the environment category. And they found out the guy took a taxidermy specimen, they called it, and put it in the picture and took a picture of it.
Award taken away, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's banned from the competition for life.
Good.
It's like a million little pieces. Remember that book when they found out it was fake?
Yeah, that was pretty crazy. And Oprah had him back on.
Yeah, Oprah broke the book
mm-hmm.
and was like, this is it. So I read a million little pieces.
And he wrote a follow-up book.
And he won an award or what happened?
It just sold millions.
Oh. Maybe that was his master plan all along.
I don't think so.
Yeah, probably not. He's been pretty devastated.
You want to do a Lunchbox now?
Do what? No, I'm not doing that stupid joke. I'm not doing it.
Come on, Lunchbox.
No.
We'll do it.
Look how fun that...
Yeah.
I'll watch you guys and I'll decide.
Today's May 1st, you know.
This month, what's it going to be?
Well,
it's going to be May.
How about that?
Huh? Yeah. Uh-huh.
Try it. You might like it, Lunch.
I do not understand how you guys enjoy that.
Because it's stupid.
You're hating without trying it.
No, I see it every year and I'm like, okay, get a new joke.
I'm done talking about it now.
Good. It's going to be June, too. Are we going to do that?
No, because that doesn't fit.
How's that go?
There's no song.
It's going to be June.
Oh, interesting. All right. Thanks, dude.
It's time for the good news.
Tell me something good.
So a little over a year ago, David was diagnosed with leukemia and he needed a blood stem cell transplant. So he got on the registry and they find a donor. A year later, he's healthy. So he went to this 5K this past weekend and they surprised him with a guy that donated the stem cells to save his life.
Oh, wow. He had never met him, huh?
Had never met him. And it was the Steps for Life 5K. And they had that guy there and they got to meet.
I bet that was so emotional. Holy cow. Just thinking about that. Did you see the story where the town... They didn't have a 5K. They had a 0.5K.
Love it. Yeah, with like donut stops and...
It was for the ultimate slacker.
Yeah. And it was the underachiever.
The underachiever. Yeah.
The 0.5K. And there were stops inside of that too.
Yes.
Yeah, that's funny.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Kind of feels like summer, huh? I mean, it's May 1st or...
It's gonna be May.
Yeah. Yesterday I was driving my Jeep and I was thinking about taking the doors off and the top off, and I just wondered if it was too early.
No.
Because no,
it was
time.
April. Yesterday was April 30th,
yeah.
But today.
Yeah, but you know what?
It's gonna be May.
Yeah.
No.
Perfect timing.
Today?
Yes, to take it all off.
Mm. That's always a big commitment though.
Yeah, because
it takes a long time to put the doors and the top.
And if it
back
rains,
on.
You're kind of in trouble.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So
a good thing. It's gonna be
It's gonna, oh yeah.
It's gonna be May.
Yep, today, May 1st. May 1st.
He hates it. Lunchbox hates it.
Drives me crazy. Couple things. One, we're just a few minutes away from Mason Ramsey in studio. You may know him as the Yodel Kid.
Well, I thought I would try. She'll do me, she'll do you. She's got the kind of love. I'd love to hear what you call me, sweet dad.
He will be in just a few minutes, so we'll get to hear from him. He has a new song called Famous.
If I'm gonna be famous for something, I wanna be famous.
Over to Amy now with the skinny.
Bobby Bones.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30-second skinny.
Jake Owen and Shania Twain are teaming up to host a new singing competition called Real Country. And Bobby, you know a little bit more about this than I do, right?
I can't talk about
it. What? Why? You were just saying some pretty cool things.
Yeah, off the air that I can't talk about on the air.
Oh, you can't talk about it at all?
Hey, they're doing a show. It's cool. I like it.
Oh, man. I thought I was going to get some inside scoop.
You just got his quote right there.
What's my quote?
Yeah, it's pretty good. People like it.
I think they'll like it. I think they picked two really good judges for the show.
Yeah. So, again, like I said, Jake and Shania, and it's going to be premiering on USA. It'll be this fall, an 8-episode series. But it's not just like solo artists. There's like duos and groups and all that stuff.
I like groups. How about that?
How about that?
Huh?
Get excited. And if you love new music, I know we're all pretty pumped about Maren Morris because she's back in the studio. She posted a picture on Instagram with a piece of paper. It had a list of all the song titles written on it with the title MM2. And she said she's ready to record. No word on when the album's coming out, but at least she's working on it.
To be fair, you couldn't read the titles.
That's true. Her hand was covering it. Yeah. Good call. But get excited. I'm Amy. That's your 30-second skinny.
There you go. We're just a few minutes away from the Yodel Kid coming in. What do we call him?
He's the Walmart yodeling boy.
What's
his name?
Why does call him Yodel Kid?
The boy that yodeled at Walmart.
The yodeled wolf. Whatever. Here we go, Amy. Morning corny time. Let's go.
The morning corny.
What do you call a man with no arms and no legs lying at your front door?
Oh, this is easy.
Well, I would think it'd be Bob. That's water. That's a pool.
Yeah, okay, just
so
think.
At your front door. Oh, Matt.
Yeah.
Oh, Matt.
That was the morning corny.
Yeah, a little insensitive but funny.
Oh, right. Is it?
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I wanted to tell you about this new puzzle game that I've been playing called Best Fiends. Yeah, you heard me right, Best Fiends. I'm loving it. I think you will, too. I've been pulling up my phone whenever I have downtime. Traveling. Listen, everybody on the show is playing it, and we are not alone because 80 million other people have also downloaded Best Fiends. In Best Fiends, you solve puzzles, you collect tons of characters. Just try it and you'll see what I mean. Play by yourself or connect with friends or family to compete. They update the game all the time, so there's always something new and fun to try. Best Fiends is not like any other puzzle game. You have to check it out for yourself. Go to the App Store or Google Play and download Best Fiends for free. That's Best Fiends, F-I-E-N-D-S, as in friends, but without the R. It's called Best Fiends. It's a puzzle game that I've been playing. Like when I travel, I'm on an airplane, or if I'm sitting around waiting between meetings, like it's a game I pull up. Best Fiends, F-I-E-N-D-S. It's like friends, but without the R. Check that out.
Go.
On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Mason Ramsey.
What's up, buddy? Come on in here. Have a seat. Look at this guy. You good?
Yeah.
Pull that microphone down there. How are you, my friend?
Great.
How's this whole thing been going for you? Pretty crazy?
Yeah.
Hey. Sorry, hold on a second. We're trying to fix the microphone.
Okay.
How tall are you? Do you know?
I don't even know. It's been like... I'm guessing 4'7". I'm very short.
Same as Raymond, our producer. He was fixing your microphone. You guys are... This guy right here? Probably like the same height, huh? Maybe.
A bit taller.
So Mason Ramsey is here, 11 years old. So you went to Stagecoach week on the weekend, huh?
Yep.
How was that?
It was crazy. There was a bunch of people there. It was like 95,000 people or something. So I just got up there and did my thing, and everything worked out.
Yeah? Did it make you nervous or no?
No, not really. Not at all.
So you go from playing in a Walmart, and how many people at most would watch you sing in Walmart?
Well, maybe... I don't know. It's been a while since I've sang in Walmart, so I don't...
Maybe like 10?
No, more than 10. I'm guessing about 20, 23.
Wow, really? So when you make this video, how long until you actually start getting people reaching out to you going, hey, man, you're kind of famous?
Well, I had no idea where this was going to lead to, but just to let you know that I'm just a normal kid. I'm just as smart as anyone else, and I'm just as nice as anyone else. I would not consider myself famous because I don't want to get the big head, and I'm not trying to get the big head. But
Good. I love that he clarified that.
I would have the big head.
You're the cutest thing ever.
I already do have the big head. Look at my head. Is it big?
No.
Oh, okay. All right. Mason Ramsey's here, who you're known as the yodel kid.
Mm-hmm. Walmart yodeling boy.
Let me ask you a question, Mason. How old were you when you started playing music?
Well, I was 3, and it was really crazy because I didn't even know how a kid like that could, you know, do it. But God gave me a gift, and so I've been using it.
I saw you and your grandpa on the same flight.
Yeah.
We were about flying out to California, and I was like, Mason, what's up, buddy? And so you guys are flying out. So did your grandpa give you some of your music? Because you're singing Hank Sr. That's pretty old school stuff.
Yeah. I was in the garage, and so I heard grandpa singing, and so that was when I was 3, so I don't quite remember what I remember now.
You got any girlfriends yet?
I can't answer that. You have to talk to my managers about that.
Oh, okay. I'll do that. I'll talk to your managers. Who's the coolest person you met so far? All the famous people. Who's the coolest?
Well, you know, Ellen, she's pretty funny. Always. She's always funny because I just like her because she's really nice to talk to and, you know, stuff like that.
I'm going
to
play your new song. Is that cool with you?
Sure.
So tell me about this song, Famous.
Well, it's about this person becoming famous because he's on TV and stuff, and his, you know, his family back home, you know, watches him, and mostly, you know, talks about the audience that there's not an empty seat out there, and it's awful. The way I'm thinking of this song is kind of like Tim McGraw, something like that.
I like that. Yeah, I was thinking that too.
But you know, I like all the artists. I wouldn't think one of them's the worst because, you know, they've worked hard for the songs and they've worked, you know, they should appreciate what they've done and the people should appreciate it too because
I agree with that.
It's very nice of them to, you know.
I'm with you on that. Mason Ramsey's here. I'm going to play your song. And the song is called Famous on the Bobby Bone Show.
If I'm going to be famous for something, I want to be famous.
By the way, you're going to be at our iHeart Country Festival this Saturday in Austin. I know. Do you know that?
Whoa.
Or am I just telling you that?
I know that.
Okay,
I know
he knows
now.
That. Good. Yeah, good. He knows that. Yes. Good, good, good. Yeah.
So hey, you got my applause, too.
That's so. Right. I saw you clap your hands. So what are you going to sing in Austin? Do you know?
Well, yeah, it's going to be a surprise. So I just don't want to, you know, I want the people to, like, come there as many as possible.
Yeah.
That would be great.
Hey, so do you still do the song from Walmart, the Hank Sr. song? Do you still sing that one?
Well, I haven't sang it at Walmart since this thing went viral because, you know, now a lot of stuff going on.
Lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They're kind of telling us that you got a busy schedule today. They're like rushing you along. Do you know that? You're a big deal now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, crazy. They're like, he's got to get in and get out. I'm like, look at this guy. You're like Tim McGraw.
Yeah.
Hey, will you sing a little for us of the Hank Sr. song? Can you do that without a guitar?
Yeah.
Okay, let's set the stage for you. Ready? Here he is.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mason Ramsey.
All right.
I got a feeling got him blue. Oh, Lord, and my baby say goodbye. Lord, I don't know what I do. All I do is sit and sigh. Oh, Lord, that last song day she said goodbye. Well, Lord, I thought I would cry. She do me, she do you. She's got the kind of loving Lord, I'd love to hear when she called me sweet daddy. Such a beautiful dream.
Nice work. That's good. That's good. Good. Good.
Okay,
good.
Yeah.
I want you to hear this guy. Lunchbox, get over here.
Oh, yeah.
He thinks he's good, Mason. I want you to hear him. Tell him if he's any good at yodeling.
Boy, I need the lyrics, man.
No, you got it. He's been talking a lot of smack about how good his yodeling is.
Hey, and I went to Walmart and I went viral too. When I yodeled.
Do you believe him?
I don't believe it.
Yeah, I don't either. All right.
What do you mean?
Go ahead.
When you call me darling.
What do you think about that?
No comment.
No.
Tell me the lyrics. Tell me the lyrics again. I'll get better. Do it again, real quick.
I got a feeling I got the blues.
I got a feeling I got the blues.
Oh, no.
I think my ears just popped.
Yeah, me too. All right, Lunchbox, have a seat, my friend. Mason, really good to see you, bud.
And nice to meet you.
And we'll see you again this weekend in Austin.
Okay.
And yeah. How big do you think this song's going to get? Number one, probably?
I hope so.
Yeah, me too. Well, Mason, it's good to see you.
Thanks. It's nice meeting you.
All right, clap your hands for our buddy Mason Ramsey, everybody. All right, back in a minute. The greatest love song of all time. If I say that, the greatest love song of all time, what comes to your mind? We'll also post this on Facebook. You can put a little comment up there. I'm going to give you a couple. This first one's my favorite song of all time, and it just so happens to be a love song. Ain't No Sunshine, Bill Withers.
Oh, yeah. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone.
I love this song. I can listen to it over and over again.
It's not warm when she's away.
Like, there is no sunshine when she's gone.
Yeah.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And she's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away.
That's my favorite song ever of all time. All songs.
That's good.
Yeah.
Wonder
Lunch, why are you confused?
I can see it's a love song. Now that you're saying it, I listen to the words. That's a love song. I thought it was about someone dying.
Mm-mm. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Come on.
That's good. That's real good.
I had a 1B. Was If Tomorrow Never Comes, my favorite Garth song.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
And it's such a... I mean,
if tomorrow never comes.
Come on.
And they're both kind of reverse love songs.
Yeah.
Will she know?
They're both scenarios where if something goes wrong...
Kind of your thing.
Yeah, I guess so, huh?
Negative into love.
Yeah.
Because it's, yeah.
You didn't know this one either?
No, I know this one. Is this one more romantic than Unanswered Prayers?
I don't know that
it's
there's...
different.
Yeah, it's just...
Well, I feel like they're the same concept.
There are a lot of love songs. They're both about love. I'll give you that they're both about love. But I think however it hits you. And this one hits me.
Bones, I don't think Unanswered Prayers and If Tomorrow Never Comes is the same concept.
Maybe to him, though.
Okay, all right.
Like, it doesn't have to be a love song on Unanswered Prayers.
Yeah.
Because it could be a baby you didn't know you were going to have, like a surprise baby that you love so much now. And, you know, that it's Unanswered Prayers.
I don't know, because Unanswered Prayers, he goes to the hometown football game.
Yeah, that's just right? The other night.
At hometown, and he sees this woman that used to be hot, and she turns out to be ugly, and he's like,
no, he didn't say that.
No,
he doesn't say that.
No. He's just happy about the woman he's with.
Exactly.
After seeing her, he's like, yeah, I dodged a bullet on that one, guys.
Oh, my goodness.
That's the love
song. That's how he interpreted it. Really funny.
Huh. Interesting. Well, I mean, listen, what if you prayed and prayed and prayed that you wanted, like I said, a baby, and you didn't get one? But then you adopted two kids like Amy.
Yes, boom. Mine is a perfect example of some of God's greatest gifts are unanswered prayers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So
nothing like If Tomorrow Never Comes.
Yeah.
That's
I mean,
okay.
It can be.
Could be.
I see it that angle. I got hung up on the football game. I didn't think about how
the girl's ugly now. She used to be hot.
She probably was the head cheerleader, stayed in her hometown.
Oh, you've developed a whole, like,
yes, it's a small town.
Yeah, and I bet he was quarterback, and now he looks like.
And he comes back, and he's like, whoa. Yeah.
She what?
Whoa.
And been living on the farm and not doing much.
Huh.
Oh, my.
Interesting. Amy, over to you. The best love song of all time?
Randy Travis, Forever and Ever, Amen.
Yeah. Oh, baby, I'm gonna love you forever. Forever and ever, amen. As long as old men sit and talk about the weather. As long as old women sit and talk about old men.
Yeah!
Wonder how long I'll be faithful.
They just don't make them like they used to.
Lunchbox, best love song of all time.
Simply the best, Tina Turner.
You're simply the best.
Yeah.
Of all?
Just listen to it. It's better than anyone I've ever met. Like saying, you are the, out of everybody in the world that I met, you are the best. Like that...
I always took this as kind of a first place song more than a love song. It's interesting how you interpret them.
First place,
almost like all I do is win, like that. Like
you win the football game before you go see your ex girlfriend.
Are you serious? This is her singing, saying, "I finally found the one." Like you are the one I've been looking for out of all these people. You're better than anyone in the whole world. Wow, you guys need to read the lyrics again.
No, we don't disagree with you.
No, you interpret it wrong. No. You think it's like a football game and they won the game. Yay!
They play that sometimes.
The best,
like for first place, like
better than.
Yeah, like you're better than everyone.
Better
you're the
than
best.
Everyone.
Like you're a good
Eddie
athlete. Okay. Oh, to me, it doesn't get any better than when a man loves a woman. Not Michael Bolton, though. The old one.
Yeah.
Percy Sledge?
Listen to that.
Let me hear it. Hold on.
Can't take his mind on nothing else.
That's true.
Oh, come on.
This is a cover?
What? No, this is the original.
Yeah.
That makes my heart tingle right now.
Does it?
Yeah.
Tingle?
Let's go to our 24-year-old head of digital over there, Morgan number two. Morgan number two, what song to you is the greatest love song of all time?
I Swear by John Michael Montgomery.
I swear. Dang. By the moon and the
stars. Yeah.
It's a good one.
It's a real good one.
It's a good one. I like to debate it.
Oh, with
why?
What?
No, but I can't.
Oh, maybe the other version?
You mean...
All for one?
Yeah, but no.
No chance.
Yeah, I
like this one better.
Me too. I'm just saying, at my 7th grade school dances, they probably played All for One.
I think we played both versions.
Yeah.
To satisfy everyone.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mike D, a.k.a. Quiet Mike, what's your favorite love song of all time?
When the Stars Go Blue, Ryan Adams.
Mm. It's a good one, Mike D.
It's so good.
Wait, what is
Tim McGraw covered it,
yeah,
too.
He did.
Yeah.
Where do you go when you're lonely?
Yeah.
Where do you go when you're blue?
You probably know the Tim McGraw version, Amy.
No, I know this one.
You do?
Yeah.
All right, sing it, Amy.
Lonely, I'll follow you.
Yes.
When the stars go blue.
You gotta be vulnerable with that.
I do know.
No, you're not being vulnerable.
Blue.
A little more. You gotta be like this.
When the stars go blue.
Let me mentor you.
When the stars
Come on.
Go blue.
Crack a little. There you go.
There you go. Yeah, nice.
There it is.
When the stars go blue.
Get your bones on Bobby Bones Show.
The biggest songs right now. Tuesday's top five. At number five, Luke Combs, One Number Away.
I'm one number away from calling you. I said I was through, but I'm
It's a good one.
So good.
At number four, Darius Rucker, For the First Time. Man, this is a good one, too. I like it when it starts out the drum. Boom, boom.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah, this is a good one here.
When was the last time you did something for the first time?
That's at number four. Number three, Bebe Rexha and Florida Georgia Line, Meant to Be.
He was meant to be.
Still the Jam.
It'll be, baby, just let it be.
Kane Brown, Heaven, at number two.
Everybody's talking about heaven like they just can't wait to go.
Jason Aldean at number one, You Make It Easy. This week, here you go.
You make it easy, loving up on you.
By the way, it's fifth week at number one on the pop chart, Zedd and Maren Morris, The Middle.
Oh, baby, why don't you just meet me in the middle?
Jam.
That's a jam. Oh, yeah.
I'm losing my mind just a little.
By the way, the biggest song in Urban is Block Boy featuring... No. Block Boy JB featuring Drake, Look Alive.
Let's hear this.
703 I-5s.
That's great.
Look alive,
yeah.
Came up on this side, now they on the other side. Oh, well, them dog, we gon' see.
Okay, there you go. That's your... Those
Be humble.
Okay. Those are your top songs. That's a different song. That's Kendrick.
I know.
Wow, good job, man.
The Bobby Bones Show.
I was driving down the road, and I hit a humongous pothole, lost control of my car. Thought I was going to wreck. It busted the wheel and the tire, like the rim.
Yeah.
The tire. It messed up underneath the car. And so they go, hey, we're done. And they drove it back to me. And they said, by the way, your back wheel's totally messed up too.
Oh, boy.
That'll be another $1,100.
What?
Mm-hmm. So now I've got $3,000 in repairs on a car.
Oh, my goodness.
It was a pothole in the middle of the highway. Mike D's my witness. He was with me. We almost died. So Lunchbox found a form I can fill out to get my money back.
Yeah, did you fill it out?
Well, not yet, because I don't got all the bills yet.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You got to get that. You got to get two estimates. So you had to get another company.
Estimates, I've already got them paid for. Like, I put them on my credit card.
Well, then you're not going to get reimbursed.
Mm-mm.
It said you need two estimates. You went, settled for the first guy. That's your fault.
No, no. I went to the dealership.
I understand, but maybe they can forge one or...
Listen. Forge?
Yeah, let me do that.
Okay, say that now.
I'll write one up for you.
I got that. My yard is flooded. For some reason, I don't even know what's happening.
Oh my gosh, your houses get flooded, your yards get flooded.
Amy, I walked outside, and there's like a sewer line or something, and I'm in my shoes, and I step and goes,
oh. Ew.
And I'm like, what is that? I don't know that it was sewer, but my yard's wet, and it's not normal, and that's not going to be cheap.
Man, it sounds like Bobby against the city.
It sounds like the...
Yeah. I mean, this is...
Just lay out all my cases at once.
I know.
I don't know what I'm going to do. What do you think? Get a lawyer?
Yeah, or Lunchbox.
Take on the city of Nashville?
Yeah, I mean, Lunchbox is easy. He fights everything. Yeah,
Lunch is going to court later on this
correct.
Morning.
That's what I do.
And what are you fighting for?
Justice.
No. Like, what,
justice. Man.
What are you actually going in for?
A $10 parking ticket.
And so you've asked off work, and I've said yes.
Yeah, because they said I parked in a loading zone, and it was not a loading zone. It was a pay-at-the-meter thing, and it was free at the time that I was there. It says it on the sign. Doesn't say anything about a loading zone. And I think the cop was just trying to get a quota because every single car in that section got a ticket. And I'm fighting for the people that don't have time to fight.
So what are you wearing?
I'll wear a suit.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I got a suit.
You going to put that on and leave here?
Yeah. Got in the car. I'm going to show up, and I'm going to mean business. I watched a couple episodes of Law & Order SVU with the wife for inspiration, see their mannerisms in court, how they carry themselves.
Their what?
Mannerisms. And I tried to pick up some...
Their what?
Mannerisms.
Like mannerisms?
That's what I said. What did I say?
Mannerisms.
What's it called?
Mannerisms?
You're confusing aneurysm and mannerism.
No, maybe it's the same thing.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, I think I say it right. I think you guys got it wrong. Okay. But anyway.
What are you going to say when you walk into court?
I'm going to say, Your Honor, I want to call witness number one, myself, to the stand.
Oh, you're going
to
call? Boy. That's bold. Oh,
yeah.
Bold. To call yourself up as a witness? Bold.
Absolutely. And if they say something, I'll say, objection! Oh. Objection!
Wait, to the judge?
Or to if they try to present something or they try to call a witness.
What if that cop's in there?
That's fine. I'll call him. And I'll say, sir, do you wear contacts? No.
Oh, he's quoting. He's doing Brady Bunch episodes now.
He's got it all planned in his head.
Yeah.
Like the
contacts.
Fresh Prince. He's watching all the court episodes from all the TV shows.
May I approach the bench?
Yeah. In your chambers, Your Honor. Can we meet in your chambers?
I object.
So that's this morning.
Yes.
Lunchbox is leaving the show in less than an hour to go to court and fight the system.
And this could be my big break. I could be Aaron Brockovich.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, he's looked up too many things.
Yeah, he has.
Will you look up who I should talk to as well? Because if you win this case for you, I may have to have you go talk for me because my water busted in my yard and my car's broken.
Yeah. Two wheels.
Two wheels and something underneath it.
Yeah.
I'm here for you.
Okay.
I'm going to win. Listen, there is no doubt I'm going to win this case.
Okay.
I'm going to say, and the defense rests. Or am I the defense or the plaintiff?
You're the defense.
You're the defense. They're coming after you.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm going to say, and that the defense rests, Your Honor.
And then go. You gonna record this, by the way?
Yeah, I'll bring some audio.
And then be like, how about that?
How about that?
Yeah.
How about that? Mom, meet me outside? No, I shouldn't say that.
No.
Don't say meet me outside.
I shouldn't say that to the judge.
No, but she has catch me outside anyway.
Meet me outside.
It's time for the good news.
Tell me something good.
A Mountainburg tornado victim is trying to find his way back home, and the victim is a teddy bear. A cleanup crew found the teddy bear amongst like some rubble, and they decided, you know what?
Yeah.
Whoever this teddy bear belongs to, we want to get it back to its rightful owner. So they've even put up a billboard with the bear on it, and it says, Mountainburg tornado victim seeks owner, and it has a phone number, and they're just trying to spread the message so that it can be reunited.
I saw the billboard on the news, and I thought... Wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
They're trying to find the kid.
It's heartfelt.
It's not even so much about the teddy bear.
No.
It's about people looking out for other people.
Exactly.
That's what it's about.
Makes you smile.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
I was watching Eddie's Insta story. And our producer, Eddie, was watching this cornhole tournament.
Oh, yeah. The American Cornhole League. It's a real thing. Professional cornholing.
He was putting on his Insta story. I was laughing out loud. Here he is commentating the cornhole game.
Cornhole League. Professional Cornhole League.
I found my calling. I'm going to do this. I start training tomorrow. I'm going to do this. You're going to see me on this TV in a year. See, if I were in this league, I'd be double fisting beers and throwing cornholes in beers. The freaking hole. Nothing but holes.
They didn't have any beers, and they were drilling them.
Dude, making every shot.
You think you could do it?
No. Oh. No, after I watched it for a little bit, I'm like, no chance. These guys were drilling every single shot.
I'm surprised there's a professional cornhole league.
Yeah, isn't that cool, though? Like, this is a game that started with tailgates, college tailgating. Like, now it's become a thing. I mean, it's not like the Super Bowl or anything. The crowd wasn't big, or there was probably like 10 people there.
Are you good, though?
I'm pretty good at cornhole.
Do you have your own?
No. But my neighbor used to.
Are you a good cornholer?
Is that the one with the beanbags or the washers?
Oh, boy.
The beanbags.
Oh, yeah, I'm good at that one.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, I'm good at everything I do, I'm good at, so yes. Because that's the only one, it only has one hole.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's what I can nail that one.
You thinking challenge?
I mean, maybe not.
Oh, yeah, little cornhole challenge. Yeah. What's on the line?
Well, I don't know yet. I got to think about
this. Does Benjamin want to play again?
No, I'm not putting my money up for you two.
Oh. No.
By the way, Lunchbox is calling a doctor's office a little later.
Why?
Well, because he wants the Kendall Jenner nipples.
Oh, yeah.
That's one of the stories going around. Gosh. And like the next 15 minutes, Lunchbox called plastic surgery places and asks, "Hey, can I get those Kendall Jenner nippers?"
Whatever. Because people really are doing that.
Yeah,
but
like that's a thing.
They are. So.
Lunchbox wants to do it now,
which is disgusting.
What if he actually?
Does them? There's a Benji if you do it.
No, yeah, how far are you willing to go for this?
No, it'll cost more than a Benji to get it done. Bobby Bones
Show. Around the room. With a Time Marches On.
Time marches on.
No matter what you do.
Time marches on.
You may want to get younger, but time marches on. Amy?
Well, my husband downloaded or activated, it already is on my phone, but he set the timer for the blue light dimmer that comes on your phone, which is supposed to help you sleep better. And you should all do it. It's an option on your phone where at 7 p.m., it switches your light to this blue light. And I was fascinated by it because I knew it was going to help me get more rest. And I was like, ooh, time marches on. Like, I'm excited about a blue light dimmer.
I never heard of that.
It's on your phone.
No, don't know about it.
Yeah, well, heads up.
I had a friend once buy me a globe. And what it does is it slowly would light up. And it wakes you up with supposed natural light.
That's beautiful.
And so what it does is in the morning, it's this little.
This is Bobby's time marches on.
It's this very, very faint light. Yeah. And by the end of it, 20 minutes later, it's just bright.
Mm. Like the sun.
Like the sun, right when you're supposed to wake up.
Okay.
And so I set it for like a week. But I would wake up before it even started just to watch it.
Oh.
Yeah. I'll wake up 20 minutes. It's supposed to wake you up, but I would wake up, boom.
Well, now you're
right when it would start to come on, I would just watch it just light itself up. Yeah. Time marches on. Lunchbox?
Yeah. Tying your shoes as you get older becomes more and more difficult. And now I realize I can't just bend over and tie my shoe. My foot has to be propped up on something so I can reach it.
That's rough.
I mean, that's bad.
Yeah, that's bad.
Eddie? Velcro. It's around the corner.
Yeah, the other day I was getting out of my car and I was with my kids and they're in the back seat. And they go, "Dad, why do you always say ouch when you get out of the car?" And I'm like, "I do every time you
so
say ouch."
So reenact that for us.
Okay, so like, all right, park the car. Ow. Like every time I step out. Time
back?
Marches on. Yeah, everything, dude. Back, knees, feet.
Time marches on. Mm.
It's tough for me to have one because I'm aging the other direction.
Peter Pan.
Benjamin Buttons over here.
Yeah. But for me, I did a workout a week ago, leg day.
Mm-hmm.
I was sore for a week. it just didn't get rid of it. And I thought something was wrong with me. Like, I thought I was ill because I went back and I said, "Hey, I can't get rid of the soreness. It's been 5 days." And so between that and the fiber that I have set regularly.
Oh, I like that. That's a good one. Fiber.
Oh, I have to take it. Or I don't use the bathroom.
Yeah, it's like my mom.
Yeah.
Shout out to your mom.
Yeah.
Well, no, I just mean, you know, she lives off those pills.
Yeah. I crush them. Hey.
Front Street. Eight
a day.
Eight?
Wow.
Wait, is this?
Four in the morning and then four at night.
And you could do that every day?
I have to.
Okay.
Because I would go a whole week without using the bathroom.
And that's not good.
And
dude.
Someone said, that's not normal.
There's so much toxicity happening if you're not properly eliminating.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
no, well, I wasn't. It was just, it camp out.
Dang, man.
Yeah. Hey, but time marches
time
on.
Time marches on for sure.
It's no more time marching on than that one.
Time marches on.
Hey, coming up, Lunchbox calls a plastic surgeon or three and asks if he can get the Kendall Jenner nipples, right?
That's right.
That's the new plastic surgery fad. People are calling asking for her nipples so they can look like her. So he's going to call and ask for them next. Get your bones on Bobby Bones Show. There was a story about plastic surgery, and they said that people kept calling the surgeon saying they wanted Kendall Jenner nipples.
Yeah.
Because apparently, that's a thing. You just see a celebrity say, I want that body part, and then they try to recreate it on you.
Who knew?
So Lunchbox calls and says, hey, I'd like to get some of those Kendall Jenner nipples. So here he is calling the surgeon's office.
Thank you for calling plastic surgery. This is Jessica. How may I help you?
Jessica, can you make my dreams come true and give me nipples like Kendall Jenner?
I don't know if I could do that, but I'm pretty sure Dr. could.
Well, I just think she has the perfect nipples, and mine are like, I mean, I don't know if you want me to describe them to you, but they're hairy and kind of gross.
Okay.
Unless you think there's someone that has better nipples than Kendall Jenner, because I think they're like the cream of the crop.
Well, one girl the other day said she loved Dolly Parton, so she was talking about implants, though. So.
Oh. Okay, if you were going to do a celebrity, what would you go with?
I do really like the Kardashians, and then I like Rihanna. Either one of those, or, no, Beyonce looks pretty good.
Is she talking about nipples still?
Yes. How do they know what these people's nipples look
yeah,
like?
Yeah.
Beyonce. I like Beyonce. Maybe I need to look at some Beyonce pics.
You can definitely bring in pictures that you want and kind of explain what all he's going to do to give you that look.
Okay, awesome. Thank you so much.
This poor woman is answering the phone, and some creepy dude's asking for Beyonce nipples.
Oh, my gosh. Well, technically, didn't she bring up Beyonce?
She brought up Beyonce, not me.
Okay, here's Lunchbox calling the surgeon's office.
Good morning, doctor.
Yes, I got a question for you. I'm a big Kendall Jenner fan, and I read in the news that a lot of people
are... Well, sir, so hold on. The office hasn't opened yet.
But can you answer me this? I want to get Kendall Jenner's nipples. Like, I want to get nipples like Kendall Jenner.
You need to get a life, sir. I cannot answer that, okay?
No, but in your opinion, do you think Kendall Jenner, like, if would Kendall Jenner's nipples look good on me?
Show. Lunchbox and Eddie are leaving right now. They're headed to the courtroom.
I'll be part of his counsel.
Are you going to try to bring in audio tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm going to try to bring in audio. But I may have Eddie just record audio because if I'm up there... Hold on, Judge. Let me hit record. If he sees that, he may get kind of mad.
Why would you assume it's a he?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. How sexist is that?
Man, what's wrong with
hope
you?
I hope it's a woman.
Yeah.
Lunch is going to court now to fight a $10 parking ticket. I've allowed him off work. Tomorrow, he will come in and give us a story. You gonna go put your suit on?
Yeah, I'm gonna get my suit on, or I'll get dressed in the court parking lot. I think that's what lawyers do. Because judges, what do judges wear under their robe? You think they're dressed up, or you think they got a t-shirt and shorts?
Here's a Seinfeld. What's the deal with judges? What do they wear under their robes?
What do you think they wear? Just regular clothes.
Okay, I just wonder if they're wearing a suit under that for
something. You gonna ask them that? What are you wearing under
that? That's how he opens up with it.
Your Honor,
show me what you're wearing.
What you got under that robe?
No, you guys, court is not a joke. This is a serious business. Yeah. I can't go in there goofing around. I'll be found in contempt of court.
Oh, boy.
Oh, man. I can't even say it.
Okay, Lunchbox is leaving now. He's got a court date in about 30 minutes. So good luck, my friend. Come back tomorrow.
Thank you, Your Honor.
All right, there he is. I'm not Your Honor. Oh, that's the judge.
I was just practicing.
Okay, there it is. Come on, get your Bobby Bones on. Lunchbox is trying to fight his parking ticket. We'll find out on Wednesday if he won or not. So there's that. Raymond, our producer, Raymundo, he's got all the names, made a big life declaration recently. Really? Do you know about this?
I don't think I do.
He's decided he's no longer going to try out for Big Brother.
Oh.
Yeah, so they're doing the casting calls and the auditioning for this upcoming season. And I finally just decided, I was talking to my girl, and I said, I think after 10 years of trying to be on Big Brother, I'm done. I'm going to have to chalk that one up as a failure. I tried reality television. I made it pretty far to regionals.
There's no such thing as regionals.
I'd like to think Raymond, I was top 100.
But you created this weird pyramid
I didn't, though. I drove 3 hours for another round of interviews, which is a regional interview. But I was so close.
You think
close.
It's like a cheerleading competition? You got regionals?
But I wanted to be on that show so bad, I would have made... In a summer, you can make $30,000. You win the thing, you make $250,000. But I just got to give up on it. This is my career.
Is there an age out?
Oh, no. That's the beauty of Big Brother. You can be. They pick people at 50.
Oh, okay. So, well, so you could change your mind later.
They're going to keep this show going. I mean, they're already on 20. They're going to keep going that until the 30s because they don't have to pay really any money to have these people on television. They don't have to pay stars. You're paying commoners that don't really have that big of paychecks.
What is this, the Royal Monarch?
What I'm saying is this show is going to continue, but I'm quitting. Because to say that I'm done with Big Brother is tough for me. Huge fan. I'll still watch it, but... It's all good.
That shows his commitment to the show.
No, he's tried every year. He's finally tired.
Oh. I thought it was because he's like loving what he's doing now.
And I didn't really see any auditions in our city. It was kind of like a 3-hour drive.
Once Raymond drove down for a modeling audition, and he turns... How far did you drive to the one like in the Gulf?
Yeah, that was like the border of Texas.
Yeah, so okay. So
hours.
You drive down to the border because you heard they were doing what?
They were doing auditions. It was with the TV station.
For?
Big Brother.
Okay, so you drive down and what does it end up being?
I drove all the way down there and I don't think it was for anything. I think they were filming people. I don't know what they were filming people for. I don't think my audition tape went anywhere. We were at a bar. They were filming hot chicks.
Who taped you though? Just some...
A guy with his camera. And there was a lot of attractive women there. They had me take my shirt off. And
oh, no.
I'm telling you, I researched it after the fact, and I don't even think that audition tape went to CBS or Big Brother. I don't even think they saw it.
Yeah.
Once Raymond was offered a job to go and model for...
Express.
Express, yeah. So you went to this guy's house?
This was a photo opportunity type thing. Shoot. And he was a photographer. He took pictures, and they ended up getting sent off to Express.
Okay, whoa. Let's back up.
So Are you sure?
You go to his house.
Went to his house.
And it's just you and him.
Yep.
In his basement.
That's where his photography studio was.
Obviously. Go ahead. And then what does he make you do?
I had different poses where it was a fireplace type thing, and he also had me put on some boxers. And because it was for the winter issue.
Okay. Go ahead.
And then those photographs end up getting sent off to Express.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Did you ever see them in Express catalog?
I never made it on.
Did you ever see the proofs? Did Express ever give you pay? I don't know.
There were pictures that I saw. I honestly was kind of embarrassed by them, so I didn't even tell him that I needed them.
Did he give you like any drinks?
I did have a beer because he said that to make you comfortable and more relaxing yourself, have a couple drinks. So I opened the fridge and there was a beer in there.
Why does he have a bed in his studio?
Well, the bed was there because it was part of the scene.
Oh, come on. The bed. Raymond, this hurts me for you.
I mean, the guy was a totally normal guy. I don't know what he got out of me and my boxers.
I know what he got out of you and your boxers.
No idea, but I took the photographs.
What
and
made you think it was a shoot for Express? Where did you see the ad?
It was on Craigslist. And it said, this is what you do or whatever to make it eventually onto like a fall edition or a summer edition. But you have to go to these shoots or otherwise you're never going
to
make it in a magazine.
You have to work your way up.
And yes. Did he post that?
Maybe. It seemed like an Express post. We did have people that called in and said back in the day that it probably wasn't Express because they don't just do random shoots like that.
And
but
guys' houses with a bed.
Yeah, well.
In a basement.
With beer.
Guy was... He had a professional camera.
Oh, wow, I know about that. You never said his camera was professional?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that
makes
sense.
Once Raymond went to an audition, like in a strip mall. You remember this one?
Yeah.
With the camera?
Yeah.
It's like on a tripod. There was nobody there.
What?
It was like for a flip-flop. You're trying to get a flip-flop
job?
Yeah.
So I was trying to get a flip-flop. I was trying to end up going on, I don't even know what it was, but I guess I wasn't tall enough for it. And then also they were looking for... It was really just a flip-flop type job.
What did they have you do?
I was in some beachwear, but I never made it. They never made the cut.
Yeah, but you take your shirt off?
Shirt was off, but...
Yeah, you had to be like you're at the beach.
It was a flip-flop type shop, nothing cool, and I wouldn't even get it paid that much.
Pay you at all?
Yeah, they paid me $20 for it, but I never saw it. I never saw the posters up in the store.
Yeah, because people...
I'm not the only person out there going and taking these photo shoots. Everybody does this.
No. Okay. Oh. Raymond, thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it.
Look at this guy over here.
I know.
Trying to make it in the world of modeling. Here we are giving you a hard time.
I know. You're a good looking guy.
You are a good looking guy.
Yeah.
You are. There it is. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Amy's trying to take my stories. Here. You can have it then. Just lead with this. Just read it without reading it, okay?
Okay.
Go ahead. Okay. Here's the story I've been sitting on all morning. Read the headline. Go.
Man has chopstick removed from his penis.
That's a serious story.
A day after a friend inserted it while they were drunk.
Yeah, so we had to get it medically get a chopstick
and
taken
like
out.
Like before you're thinking, oh wow, these teenage kids, like,
yeah,
what are they
crazy 14-year-olds
playing with chopsticks and penises.
Yeah,
they were 42.
Yeah,
yeah, 42-year-old man went to the doctor complaining of pain and difficulty urinating.
I can't do that anymore.
Okay, no
but
more talking about
that. That's a story that I had. Story one over. Thank you. Story two.
The first trailer for the second season of 13 Reasons Why just dropped, and a lot of people are pretty excited for May 18th. That's when season two will officially be available to binge.
What's it about this time?
Well, pretty much it's going to pick up on the aftermath of Hannah's death and all the other characters. They're trying to start their journey towards healing and recovery because of all that they went through, because that was really traumatic. And I guess the other characters just focus on them. I don't know if Hannah will show up.
I'm sure I'll watch it.
Hannah Baker.
I just didn't love it as much as everybody else did. Yeah, what else?
Yeah, but you binged it, right? Or did you slowly dabble?
I binge everything. That's how I live my life. I'll binge all the time.
Yeah.
Food.
Still dabbling El Chapo.
Yeah, good. Get that reference in there. What else?
I had to get it in there. So I've got some fashion trends you'll see this summer, and they are totally 80s style. I've got puffy sleeves and shoulder pads. Don't be scared of those. And then even biker shorts are coming back. I remember I used to wear those all the time. And girls, you can throw it on. Throw on your biker shorts with like a long blazer or a structured jacket. And then tulle. That's the tutu stuff like Madonna used to wear. So don't be scared to bust that out and wear it over other clothes. I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
So if you go to BobbyBones.com, if you buy any of our Pimp and Joy stuff, we don't keep any of that money. And up until Mother's Day, it all goes to what?
Jeremiah Program, which is an organization that's about all about empowering single moms and giving them the tools that they need to, you know, provide for their children and have a better chance at life.
BobbyBones.com if you want to go over, and any of the Pimp and Joy stuff will go right to that.
The Bobby Bones Show.
It's going to do it. No Lunchbox or Eddie right now because Lunchbox is in court fighting the man.
The man.
They gave him a ticket and he's fighting it in court. He put a suit on and we'll find out tomorrow how that went. Go back and listen to the podcast. If you missed the Yodeling Boy, he was in earlier today. Did a little yodeling for us too on a microphone. So the Yodeling Boy, and he's got a song called Famous. Here you go.
If I'm gonna be famous for some.
Just search it out on iHeartRadio or iTunes. His name's Mason Ramsey in this morning. Little guy, huh?
Uh-huh, and so cute.
Yeah. Hope you have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow. We'll get the update from lunch about his court case tomorrow. All right, bye.
Bobby Bones.